everyone here? Sab aa gaye on?
Ji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the place where Hazrat Abbas's hand was cut. There are two places, we'll be going to the second place. This is the place where his right arm was cut. Hazrat Abbas al-Salam had a duty to perform. He was given the duty to bring water for Imam Hussain al-Islam's children. When Hazrat Abbas al-Salam asked Imam Hussain to give him permission to go and fight, Imam Hussain al-Islam, in the morning Hazrat Abbas said, "I want to go and fight." Imam Hussain al-Islam said, "You are the commander of my army. If you left, tafarraqat bihi jayshi, my entire army will be divided. So you remain." He stayed until one by one some of the older companions of Imam Hussain al-Islam started dying. Older ashab, some of them were over 90. Hazrat Muslim ibn Sajjad, when he dropped, Imam Hussain al-Islam went forward for every single companion himself. He did not ask someone else to pick them up. When they dropped, Imam Hussain went himself and picked them up and brought them back. Hazrat Abbas would ask at every instance, "Mawla, give me the permission to go and fight." There came a moment when the younger people started dying, like Hazrat Qasim, Hazrat Onur Muhammad. Whenever Imam Hussain would pick up a body and bring it back, Hazrat Abbas would say, "Mawla, give me the permission." Imam Hussain would say, "No, you're the commander, you say." Until all the people died, he said, "Mawla, give me the permission." Imam Hussain said, "No, you're the commander of my army." He said, "Where is the army which I'm the commander of? No one lives. Give me the permission." He said, "No, you don't have the permission." So Hazrat Abbas came and he was crying outside a tent where they would keep the water. He was Sakka. He was the one who would collect all the water. And he heard that children went into that tent, and a small baby girl was holding one of the small baskets where they would keep the water to see if any water was left. And some children were picking up the mushk and touching it with their lips just to keep themselves cool. He came inside and he looked at the children who were crying for water. One of the daughters of Imam Hussain al-Islam said, "Oh my uncle, you're still alive and we're all thirsty." He said, "Okay, pick this up and give it to your father and say, let Abbas bring some water." So Hazrat Abbas al-Islam was given the small mushk and he was given the duty to bring some water. He went all the way to Furat. He filled it with water. When he reached this place, a person hiding here came and struck him on his arm. His arm dropped on the floor. So he held it with his left hand and went forward. And another person came and hit him with another sword and cut his left arm. When both of his arms were cut, he held the mush with his teeth. And you know, when we want to do dua, you raise your hands. Hazrat Abbas had no hands to raise. So he lifted his eyes to the heavens and said, "Oh Allah, just make me take this mush back. I want to take the water to the daughters of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Just give me enough strength." And a person shot the arrow and all the water dropped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Abbas, "Oh Abbas, we did not accept your dua. But because of this dua that you made, we have made you Babul Hawaij." He said, "Oh Allah, you know what your maslahat is more. But Allah, I have one last dua. Now that the water doesn't make it back to the tents, I pray one thing, that my body doesn't go back to the tents. Parwardigara, I do not wish to go back because I feel embarrassed from the daughter of Hussain ibn Ali, Ruqayya, who I had promised that I would bring back the water to her." This is the first place, and we will do some masabah the next way he lost his other arm. I'll complete the masabah. Salawat.